U.S. Meat Export Federation meeting, the spring conference taking place in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Susan Littlefield. I tell you, this morning I learned more about African swine fever, and I thought I had a pretty good, strong understanding of it. Bill Lucky joins us, of course, sits on the National Pork Board and a pork producer from just outside of Columbus, Nebraska. And it was great to be able to hear the discussions about African swine fever.
Yes, it was a lot of information thrown at us, but it was also a great presentation from the standpoint it was easy to understand. I've been exposed to a lot of this information for a long time, but to the producer, the cattleman, the soybean, corn guys, this was a great opportunity to really understand what's going on over in China and around the world and how it may affect them down the road. So it was just a great informational meeting for everyone today.
You know, I think one of the things that was unique and interesting was talking about the organic soybeans that are coming into the United States from China, whether it's in the meal or still in the bean side.
You can have a contaminated feed mill. It may not have intentions of going into the swine rations, but if it's in a feed mill that produces, you know, feed for all species, it can be contaminated real easy. And a lot of the pictures that we see coming out of China, you know, they dry their beans on the side of the road or on the highway because it's a warm spot, so it dries relatively fast. You have trucks going past, you can easily have contaminated feed. And a lot of the soybeans that do come over here would be labeled organic, and you know, you're not real sure if they are or not, but there's potential of coming over, and there's a lot of research being done right now on hold times for these products, things like this. But it's a risk that we have to be aware of and we have to be mindful of.
Those comments coming from Nebraska pork producer Bill Lucky, who serves on the National Pork Board. In Kansas City, I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.